Picture a first date where one person shows up sweaty from a run, orders milk at dinner, and has absolutely no idea her date is on a reality TV show. Most people would call that awkward. Jeremy Roloff called it destiny. What unfolded from that unlikely August evening would become a relationship blueprint for millions, a counterculture approach to love in an age of swipe right disposability. Their story isn't just romantic, it's revolutionary. In a world where relationships are treated like trial subscriptions with easy cancellation policies, the Roloffs offer something radically different. Intentional, patient, Christ-centered love built on friendship, vulnerability, and creative pursuit. Their journey from that peculiar blind date to marriage ministry influencers reveals that the most extraordinary love stories aren't accidental. They're architected through deliberate choices, one thoughtful gesture at a time. Jeremy didn't rush into romance. For 2 years, he and Audrey built something more valuable than passion. They built partnership. Their foundation formed during adventures exploring Ape Cave near Mount St. Helens, where Jeremy's old-school lantern created what Audrey called a kissable moment they both resisted. Sunday church services, followed by pancakes at her parents' house. Late-night campfire calcs at Roloff Farms. This patient approach wasn't passive, it was strategic, demonstrating that anything worth having is worth pursuing properly. Jeremy didn't rush into romance. For 2 years, he and Audrey built something more valuable than passion. They built partnership. Their foundation formed during adventures exploring Ape Cave near Mount St. Helens, where Jeremy's old-school lantern created what Audrey called a kissable moment they both resisted. Sunday church services, followed by pancakes at her parents' house. Late-night campfire talks at Roloff Farms. This patient approach wasn't passive, it was strategic, demonstrating that anything worth having is worth pursuing properly. Their Friends First foundation eliminated dating pressure, letting them bond over shared quirks without emotional euphoria clouding compatibility. When Jeremy's childhood friend Dan observed, "This is the best version of you that I've seen. Don't lose her," it confirmed what patient pursuit reveals. The right relationship amplifies your best self. Jeremy's consistent gestures, showing up at her door instead of texting from the car, demonstrated respect and intentionality. But Audrey had constructed windowless cement walls around her heart from past hurt. On August 1, 2011, during their run and ride routine, something shifted. Walking across America's largest wooden train trestle, Jeremy stepped onto a crossbeam at the bridge's highest point. After playing harmonicas answered by howling coyotes, he confessed it was the most romantic thing he'd ever done. When Audrey responded, "You can push the envelope," she symbolically removed the "Do not enter" sign from her heart. Jeremy carried his own walls. Growing up on reality TV since 14 taught him emotional self-protection. He became both a passionate romantic and an emotional recluse. During a late-night conversation confronting her fierce independence, she responded vulnerably, "I've been told my independent spirit can get the best of me sometimes." She immediately became more affectionate. The Enneagram revealed their dynamics. Audrey, an 8, the challenger, is self-reliant and resistant to vulnerability. Jeremy, a 9, the peacemaker, is patient and peace-seeking. Their complementary types, like fire and water, strengthened rather than destroyed them. True intimacy requires demolition work, carefully dismantling protective structures while trusting someone else to handle what's underneath with care. Separated between Santa Barbara and Oregon, Jeremy and Audrey transformed distance into deeper connection. Jeremy bought an antique royal typewriter, crafting deliberate letters with pressed jasmine flowers, creating Audrey's signature scent across the miles. He coordinated surprise poems through roommates, arranged lily deliveries, and tucked notes into her textbook margins. They replaced exhausting nightly calls with intentional weekly conversations, read books simultaneously for discussions, and did homework together via Skype. The love languages test proved transformative, revealing Jeremy's need for words of affirmation and physical touch, Audrey's for quality time and thoughtful gifts. On March 3, 2012, Audrey nearly ended everything. Overwhelmed by health issues, school pressures, and distance, she collapsed during a run. After a silent monastery retreat amplified her turmoil, she called to break up. Hours later, Jeremy called back in tears. Are we really broken up? I don't want to. At their railroad trestle, Audrey voiced her deepest fear that Jeremy would abandon her once he understood her health struggles. The breakthrough came through a vivid dream about declaring her love. On the same night, Jeremy's friends prayed for her clarity. When Jeremy returned for pumpkin season, Audrey finally said, "I love you." Jeremy's joyful response, "Say it again." During their Costa Rica trip, Jeremy and Audrey discovered Sheldon Vanocken's A Severe Mercy, which introduced them to the principle of sharing, the idea that couples grow closer by intentionally sharing experiences, interests, and values. They recognized this principle already at work. Jeremy took up running because Audrey loved it, while Audrey learned to enjoy his games and even joined the roll-off Thanksgiving soccer match. She embraced Jeremy's vintage cars despite their quirks, with each marking a relationship season. Oh So, Friend Zone, Blue Moon, Falling in Love, Bertha, The Breakup, and Rain, Engagement and Marriage. They also jointly abstained from things violating their shared values. When Audrey understood Jeremy's objections to certain TV shows, she stopped watching them. Jeremy temporarily gave up gluten to better understand her dietary restrictions. They practice we shifting, saying, "We forgot to take out the trash," instead of "You forgot," transforming accusation into alliance. As Vanocken theorized, the killer of love is creeping separateness. The principle of sharing is ongoing watering, a mindset that helps find a suitable spouse and continues throughout marriage, keeping discovery's excitement alive and ensuring the relationship continually evolves into something richer with time. "We were virgins on our wedding night, but we lost the purity battle," Audrey confesses. Though they saved intercourse for marriage, Jeremy struggled with pornography. He replaced his unhealthy routine with push-ups when bored, which worked for a year until post-wedding stress triggered a relapse. His fundamental mistake was fighting alone. After moving to Bend, Oregon, Jeremy found accountability through godly men at his house church. He confessed to Audrey during their weekly Navigators Council, causing deep pain but ultimately leading to freedom. When sin stays in darkness, it thrives. For dating couples, purity must be mutual. You'll never win without sharing the same goal. God's instructions are clear: flee from sexual temptation. They recommend practical boundaries, like keeping doors open, setting alarms for goodbyes, and avoiding compromising situations. With pornography affecting over 70% of men aged 18 to 24, proper accountability outside the relationship is crucial. Victory over sexual sin isn't about perfection. It's about bringing darkness into light, finding community, and choosing vulnerability over shame. Meaningful connection thrives on consistent thoughtfulness, not grand gestures. Jeremy's antique typewriter became their symbol of intentionality. Each letter required deliberate effort, creating tangible artifacts to hold, reread, and treasure. Jeremy coordinated surprise deliveries and tucked notes where Audrey would find them. These weren't expensive gestures. They showed he paid attention to what mattered. Audrey reciprocated by learning Jeremy's love language of affirmation and quality time. They discovered relationship creativity isn't about artistic talent. It's about noticing details and expressing love uniquely tailored to your partner. This approach became their lifestyle. Their wedding embodied this philosophy. Jeremy's custom heart-shaped cattle brand symbolizing permanence, typewritten letters as decor, a wooden plank inscribed with "New tracks, God, each other, others." They continue through anniversary letters documenting their journey. When announcing their daughter's arrival, they named her Ember Jean, after the campfire embers where their love story began. In a world selling love as a feeling to chase, Jeremy and Audrey's story offers something countercultural, a blueprint for intentional, enduring love. Their journey, from that peculiar blind date to marriage ministry, reveals that extraordinary relationships aren't accidents. They're architected through patient pursuit, creative expression, vulnerable honesty, and shared vision. The Roloff's message is clear: choose deliberate actions over convenient shortcuts. show up at the door instead of texting from the car, write typewritten letters instead of quick texts, have hard conversations instead of avoiding conflict. The most meaningful relationships aren't built on feelings alone, but on consistent choices made over time. They pray their daughter Ember will write her own beautiful love story, one that sheds light, endures storms, and ignites sparks in everyone it touches. Their story is an invitation to craft your own love letter life, one thoughtful gesture at a time. Because meaningful relationships aren't found, they're built, brick by intentional brick, into something that weathers every storm and grows more beautiful with age.